Last month, laid-off employees presented their case. Thursday, it was Wisconsin Public Television's turn. The terminations have proven unpopular in the Green Bay area, but director Malcolm Brett says Wisconsin Public Television was forced to make some tough choices due to new budget constraints. One of those choices was to consolidate more production at its Madison studios.
We are looking to serve the entire state of Wisconsin, and the cost of sustaining a second administrative unit was just more than we felt was responsible in the types of budget circumstances we were looking at.
The laid-off employees say their contracts entitled them to 2 years' notice if their jobs were being cut. WPT says it's not bound by that requirement when cuts are made due to a financial emergency. The employees say that shouldn't matter. Krista Westerberg is their lawyer.
Even if there was a financial emergency, the rules state that wherever possible, the laid-off employee should get the notice that they would usually be entitled to, which in this case was 2 years.
A committee of the UW Extension academic staff has been gathering the testimony. Members will write a report on what they heard and send it to Extension Chancellor Kevin Riley. Riley is to render a final decision. No timetable is set. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.